fine too. Mike in New York City, welcome to the program, Mike.
Thank you, Sam. And by the way, it's great to hear you on the air. I miss your morning show so much.
Oh, well, I appreciate it. I miss you, Mike.
Sam. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you, I'm not voting for John McCain. I wouldn't do so at gunpoint personally. But I do know a lot of progressive friends of mine in the New York and New Jersey area. I think this is now beginning to change. But until recently, they were saying they were considering McCain. And they seem to get most of their news. And I'm not kidding. I think they get most of their news from The Daily Show.
Mm-hmm.
Because they really are afraid of listening to them. And I understand the frustration with the mainstream media, of course, but they, and The Daily Show particularly, as well as other talk shows, but particularly Jon Stewart, has really lauded John McCain and presented him as this maverick and this really cool guy and this kind of progressive thinker. And actually, the night before the New York Times story about the lobbyists broke, I saw Jon Stewart on the Larry King show. And they brought up, it had already broken on television, but the newspaper story itself was not, it was online already.
Mm-hmm.
And Larry King asked Jon Stewart about this up front, and he was outraged. And he had not even read the story yet he said he hadn't read the story yet, but he was outraged. And he said, "This is a lovely man, and I know the family, and they're lovely people." And he was just sort of defending the man as this cool guy.
You know, Mike, I got to tell you something. I think you're absolutely right about this. And I can tell you from my own personal experience, Janine Garofalo, who we used to co-host a show together called The Majority Report, you may remember. Janine, at one time, back in 2000, had the same feelings about McCain because she had been exposed to him on The Daily Show. Now, she has since, as we have seen over the years, John McCain jump from one position to another, say they're agents of intolerance, and then go and kiss their ring after they say that it's 9/11 was brought about by lesbians and people who belong to this ACLU, or John McCain flipping on taxes, or John McCain flipping on the war, or John McCain seeking out the endorsement of Reverend Hagee, a guy who says that Catholicism is a whorish religion, a guy who said that Katrina hit because of gays. We're going to have a parade in New Orleans. A guy who says that we should have an apocalyptic war. We should attack Iran so that all the Jews burn up and bring up the second coming. All of these things, I think, have combined. But I think you're right about this. I appreciate the point. I would love to see Jon Stewart separate the notion of him liking this guy because he comes onto a show and can be funny from the fact that this guy is hell-bent on war with Iran, seems to have absolutely no principles whatsoever, except for that he wants to become president. We're talking to Janine Garofalo, of course. And Janine, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about,
mm-hmm.
because I've been talking about John McCain quite a bit this week.
Yes.
And, someone suggested to me, I can't remember if it was a caller or somebody on the Sammy Cam, suggested to me that the reason why some people actually support John McCain is because of his Daily Show appearances.
Yes.
And it occurred to me that I remember you saying that to me years ago.
Early on.
Way back when.
I recall, this is back when Steve Carell and Steve Colbert were reporters on The Daily Show. And I can recall Steve Carell and Steve Colbert and Ed Helms possibly covering the conventions way back.
Mm-hmm.
And John McCain was willing to have those guys act as members of the press corps and ask him Trivial Pursuit questions out of the blue, like literally holding up a Trivial Pursuit card and asking an entertainment question or some kind of nonsensical question, and he would answer it straight-faced. Then also he went on to SNL, and I can remember my friend Amy Poehler, the great Amy Poehler,
mm-hmm.
telling me that John McCain seemed to have a crush on her, which told me that he had great taste in women.
Right.
Amy Poehler is a fantastic person. So I remember thinking at that time, there's something appealing about John McCain. He seems to have a sense of humor about himself, and he seems to actually believe what he's saying. Now, that no longer holds. I no longer have anything but contempt for John McCain. He's a pander bear when he didn't have to be, like Colin Powell and Tony Blair.